I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, garlicscapes are in season at the Touro Farmers Market, and there are so many good ways to cook them. Prepare yourselves.
If you've ever grown your own garlic, you've probably noticed that each bulb you plant sends up a tall, twisty flower stalk this time of year. Matthew Mylan, a farmer in South Orleans, is selling them by the bundle.
Garlicscapes, to me, are a sweeter, more subtle garlic flavor, kind of a greenish garlic. I also sometimes describe them as sort of like a garlicky asparagus, but with better texture.
The scapes are the garlic plant's way of reproducing. Left to their own devices, they open into a flower filled with hundreds of tiny seeds called bulbils.
Basically tiny-looking garlic cloves. And then if I let that just stay naturally, it would fall into the soil and then reseed itself.
And that would take a lot longer to grow than a clove, yeah?
Yeah, so I've planted the garlic bulbils before because you can sometimes get more interesting varieties. Like with garlic cloves, every plant, it's kind of like bananas, every plant is a clone. It's the same DNA, but with the bulbils, it's brand new DNA, so it could be a lot better or a lot worse. But if you grow it out, it's a 2-year process to get a full bulb.
In other words, it's a commitment. As a result, most garlic growers cut their scapes so that the plant sends more energy to its roots and so that before the garlic bulbs are ready, we can all have tasty meals laced with fresh garlic flavor.
My favorite thing to do is to just kind of roll them in olive oil, salt, and pepper, and then grill them like you would asparagus. It only takes like 45 seconds to a minute each side.
A woman in the booth next to Matthew told me she tried garlic scape mashed potatoes at his suggestion, and they were delicious. And a few booths down, Truro home gardener and market coordinator Jackie Opitz says she's also been experimenting.
We had a lot of garlic scapes this year, so I've been trying to get creative with different options. Made the classic garlic scape butter.
Wait, I'm going to pause you. What does that involve?
Pretty simple. Just food process the garlic scapes and mix it into, you could just like store-bought butter at room temperature. Adds extra flavor for anything you want to use your butter on.
Yum.
Delicious. And kind of helps preserve the garlic scapes a little longer. And then also experimented with pickled garlic scapes this year. Just did a quick pickle. And then they're like great little vinegary crunch on a sandwich or anything else. And we will be, last year we made garlic scape salt. So we like dehydrated the garlic scapes, food processed them up, and then mixed it with salt so we can use it throughout the year.
Yum. And so many other shoppers and vendors had more ideas.
For me, it's about stir-frying them in with greens, lots of olive oil.
Or in a pasta salad, really good. Fresh tomatoes, little burrata on top.
I was going to make pesto, and then I've never bought these things before. This is my first time. Heather recommended them to me, and then I was like, oh, that sounds fun, because I love pesto. I'm a pesto fanatic.
Heather turns out to be the woman next to us, and she says garlic scape pesto is easy.
Well, I use whatever I have, and I had some scapes and basil, and instead of pine nuts, which I didn't have, I used some almonds, and I threw a little bit of olive oil and some parsley and salt and pepper, and I put it on steak, like almost like it was kind of chunky, not too pureed, and it was delicious, and I'm hungry talking about it.
Someone else recommended sauteing the scapes in olive oil with local shiitake mushrooms and serving this sauce over smashed fried potatoes. By the time I left, I was salivating and ready to commit to every meal containing scapes until I've tried it all. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Yes, I'm going to try them all too. You can find a link to learn more about cooking with garlic scapes right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media right here in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.